So today we are going to talk about a project, an empirical study that we are doing, investigating what are the cultural factors that affect second language learners. More specifically, we are looking at what are the factors as students perceive to be cultural and that play out in their writing. So that is what we are trying to do, and it has direct implications to our classroom teaching, because this is one of the challenges that we sometimes face in the classroom. So the idea of this study is drawn from our classroom experience.
Okay, so when we're talking about IFP and we're talking about the typical IFP classroom, we're talking about students who could come from a dozen different countries all sitting in one room. And if I understand what you're saying is that each one of those students comes with their own cultural perspectives mm-hmm. of the world and of their place in the world. And even within those cultures, we could see some breakdown of the understandings. And that when they express themselves in English, there are going to be some differences that an instructor will see in how they go about expressing themselves.
Exactly. In our field, the notion of culture, how to define culture, is very, 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 very problematic, and it is very controversial. So much so that some of the scholars, they have started avoiding it altogether. But then there are these other school of scholars who believe that we live culturally after all, and some new stream of research that has started coming in. They describe it as the cultural nature of individual and the individual nature of culture. So we have to look at it from that perspective. What that means is that although we cannot define culture from a top-down perspective, monolithic perspective, like Japanese culture, Chinese culture, Canadian culture, and so on, but at the end of the day, we still have to come up with some kind of explanation for practical purposes.
Because every person is going to come into an experience with their own cultural biases, whatever those might be. So,
yes.
So Marcia, where does that? How does that manifest itself in the classroom? It seems to me that would be a real challenge for an instructor to try to make some sense of the perspective of the student mm-hmm. as they come in and they try to express themselves in English.
Yes, our student population is diverse, and it's becoming even more diverse. And so, I think. We always have this open dialogue between our instructors and the students, and so doing this study helps to formalize it, and hearing from the students about their experiences, learning their first language, learning English, really, I think will inform our writing instructors in our curriculum development planning and teaching practices. So one interesting thing that came up hearing from the students is they appreciate learning a method in how to structure an academic essay, for example. However, one future teaching strategy might be to start with authentic texts and to show students examples of good writing, rather than start with the rules. We're getting this information from the students, and then possibly deconstruct good writing with the students.
So it sounds as though the focus would then be more on self-expression in English rather than working on the rules before you get to the rules. So you've got a research project. Tell me about the project.
So this is a project that has been funded by our Taylor Institute of Teaching and Learning, mm-hmm. and we are very grateful that they actually funded our project. And it is very, very relevant, like I said before, that it is one of the classroom issue. So we are drawing from the classroom, and whatever we find, our findings, we want to bring it back to the classroom for implementation. So one of the things that we are trying to achieve out of this project is that this kind of the previous research on this issue has typically been analyzing student text, meaning that students produce text, and then researchers, they go back and they try to understand what were the cultural thought patterns that went behind the production of the text, of those texts, and then coming up with some kind of generalization that, okay, so Japanese students, they write this way, they do not have any thesis, they do not explain. Finnish writers, they, for example, they do not use as many connectors. They usually bring their main point toward the end rather than toward the beginning of their text, and so on and so forth. Arabic student writers, they use circular argument rather than, you know, hitting the point. So as you can see from these examples, this stream of research, this kind of research, has typically been based on text analysis rather than actually asking the students themselves, the writers themselves, about what actually happened.
As they were thinking through the writing process in
English. Exactly. So we are trying to, you know, get away from that trend of research. We are looking at, we call it, you know, looking at culture from a student point of view rather than from reader point of view. And so that is how we are trying to give a different, or bring a different perspective on this particular issue.
Yes. So you're talking to students then, and what sort of things are you asking them?
So we're wondering, for example, what culture means to students. And as well, we're asking about their previous learning experiences in their first language, as well as in English. We're asking about their experiences learning academic writing. And also, we've asked them for suggestions for classroom practice, ideas that teachers can incorporate into their teaching, different activities, and, you know, how they view using the textbook, how they view feedback, and the kind of feedback that that would help them improve their writing, things like that.
And so once you gather this information, what do you plan to do with it?
Our goal is obviously to, you know, come up with some points that will be directly relevant to classroom practices. So that is our goal, and that is what we're trying to achieve. For example, as Marsha has mentioned, one of the things that we have learned, that students, they do not want to be taught the rules of good writing. They are asking, they're saying that, show me a good piece of writing. Show me what good writing is, rather than telling me
how to build a sentence.
Yes, exactly. So that is quite interesting for us, because as you would think that as instructors, you would just go stand in front of the classroom and start talking about the theoretical, rule-based instruction.
Right.
But students don't want it, apparently, or they do not find it very useful. So that is probably one of the things that you try to, see if we can implement in the classroom.
So ultimately, the goal is to have the international student be more comfortable with expressing themselves in the English language through their own cultural lens, without the instructor looking specifically at the technical structure of their language as they express themselves, at least initially.
Yes.
I also want to highlight one other thing that Marsha was talking about. We are asking them what culture is, but we are also highlighting because it is not really practical to define culture. That is not our goal. But we also want to achieve is, how do the students see cultural factors as they matter to their writing? Those are the specific things that we are looking at. So it is futile, in a way, to come up with, for us to come up with a definition of culture.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to look at the cultural factors perceived by students, and as the fact, as those factors matter to their writing. So that is what we are interested in, just to be clear.
And ultimately, you'll share the results, obviously, with the Taylor Institute?
Yes,
yes,
we
sure.
have already presented our work to some of the biggest conferences in our field. For example, American Association of Applied Linguistics, and TESOL Canada, Canadian Association of Applied Linguistics, and so forth. So we are very excited, and we are trying to get as much feedback as possible. Internally, we have already presented our work in a poster session New Researchers Network showcase, research showcase, last month. It's going really well, and we are looking forward to it. We are working on our manuscript as well, so yeah.